This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nancy, why is Hope Holistic Care unique?
Hope Holistic Care is the only Chinese Christian organization in Australia which provide home care services to the Chinese. There are a number of Christian organizations which also provide home care services, like Hammond Care and Anglicare. But for Chinese specific and is Christian specific together, Hope Holistic Care is the only one to provide this culturally linguistic diverse group. The government is providing lots of financial resources to employ interpreters to meet their needs. But Hope Holistic Care can provide care workers who can speak directly to the older people and culturally sensitive to their needs. Just imagine you have to talk to people through an interpreter, asking a person with dementia to tell you in a language that he or she is not familiar with.
So difficult.
Well, I don't think it's hard to understand as much as the interpreter tried to convey the message. So we can see that there are so many Chinese there. I think this will be a good way to reach them and help them.
Yes. And Nancy, how do you think the Christian beliefs that underpin Hope Holistic Care will be showed to clients?
The vision of Hope Holistic Care is bringing hope in the caring sector.
Yes.
The hope in Hope Holistic Care refers not just any hope, you know, we build up for ourselves, but a Christian hope. And this hope is built on a promise. This promise has its certainty based on what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us. And he was raised from the dead. Now, holistic care can be achieved through this faith if there is peace and joy experienced inside the older person despite outward deterioration through aging and different suffering and circumstances and diseases. What is transient, what is unseen, is eternal. Hope Holistic Care is found on this faith, not in what we do, but what has already been done for us and the people we aim to serve.
Yes.
And we want to express our love to our clients through this faith and motivating church members to participate in this work and asking volunteer and staff sharing this good news of Jesus Christ and whenever and wherever possible, bringing hope to our older people and support their spiritual growth.
Nancy, you just mentioned that you're looking for volunteers. So you're looking for people with skills to care for people well, but you'd also be looking for them to be motivated by what you just described about the Christian beliefs that underpin Hope Holistic Care.
Yes, we do want a lot of volunteers because the government generally provides the physical support to our older people. Our volunteer provides a holistic care to them, that's the spiritual and social. Recently, we have a workshop. We prepare and train Christian volunteers to be friends with our older people. And we want them to love, using the motivation of love your neighbor as yourself. And when hope is realized, then Christian and non-Christian will finish well.
Nancy, sadly, we can often hear stories of abuse or ill treatment of our older people who are in care in Australia. How do you think that Hope Holistic Care can prevent that from happening?
We would like to emphasize to our staff and workers that it is not just a job or a task to do, but we need to do it wholeheartedly, showing a caring attitude, and most important, to have a lot of caring for our elderly. So our emphasis is building a caring team to ensure our services are performing to such a level.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.